we are greatly indebted to the government and also to the defendants. The government was very understanding, very sympathetic with our appeal to resolve this matter amicably. The defendants also put their trust on our effort, and they were supportive to all the proposals that we were presenting to them. We really highly relied on this rich Ethiopian culture, which is supportive of reconciliation, understanding. When the government agreed to refer this matter to the pardon board, I think that really solved the trick. And now the defendants are in their houses a week after that decision was handed down.
So would the issuance and acceptance of a pardon indicate that the charges and the convictions against these opposition leaders was in fact legitimate?
Not necessarily. I mean, this operates at different levels. I mean, the court as an independent body has all the right to pass sentence based on the charges and the evidence that is presented before it. And don't forget, these people have declined not to defend themselves in the court of law. And the court fixed the sentences, which it thought is commensurate with the guilt of the defendant. But pardon board is also an independent body, and it has legal power to give pardon on the basis of the policy of the government. And don't forget, this matter was first referred to the prime minister. It was from the prime minister's office that the case was referred to the pardon board.
So clarify this for us. The pardon board, is that an extension of the prime minister's office? Does it work with the prime minister's office?
No, the board is a body within the Ministry of Justice and is chaired by the Minister of Justice. And as you know, the Minister of Justice is a member of the Council of Ministers, and the head of the Council of Ministers is the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister has all this power to refer matters to the Ministry of Justice.
So in actuality, it's not the Prime Minister, but the pardon board that issued the pardon to those defendants, you're saying?
Well, definitely. The pardon decision was finally made by the pardon board, even though the case was referred to this body by the Prime Minister's office.
And we hear reports that the opposition leaders, those that were detained, as part of the bargain, as part of the deal, they actually signed a letter admitting, accepting responsibility for the violence that took place a couple of years ago. Is that in fact true?
Well, that's how one construes this settlement. I mean, when two parties differ on a certain point, each party comes up with its own version. Yes, there is some admission of responsibility, not of guilt.
Responsibility for what?
I mean, for a mistake. I mean, it is stated that there is an admittance of responsibility of mistake. That is the statement.
That's what many people are wondering. By mistakes on the part of the opposition leaders, what is specifically is the mistake they've made and took responsibility for? Because in the past, they've said their only mistake was to participate in the elections, exercise their democratic rights, and win in the elections.
When you negotiate on something, there is a give and take sort of process. I mean, you cannot stick on one particular point and then try to arrive at an agreement. There has to be some compromise. And for this compromise, definitely, the admittance of mistake on the part of the defendants was very important and very crucial. And that is exactly what they did.
Very well. Now that those leaders have been freed, does this mean the whole issue of the conviction, the alleged crimes committed, that's going to be wiped off their record permanently?
That is my understanding. I am sure this pardon that is given to the defendants removes the consequences of the verdict, lock, stock and barrel. That is my understanding.
It's also our understanding that with this deal, the political rights they've had all along will be restored, that they've been missing during their time in detention will be restored, and that they may be able to take their seats back in parliament. Is that correct?
Well, let's hope that is going to happen, but this is, I think, far than I will not be in a position really to comment on that, but that is my understanding.